Tomorrow, the next day is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Bnei Tzadcha brings down the Chodesh Tammuz, the letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Each of the months have a different order of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Chodesh Tammuz has the Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards. It's a Hey, a Vav, a Hey, Yud. That's what the Sefer Yetzir tells us, it's backwards. The idea is, he explains, is when things are backwards and things are the mafreya, it teaches us it's Yimei Adin. The Chodesh Tammuz is certainly Yimei Adin. Shivas Habra Tammuz is the beginning. The 3 weeks are beginning. These were the days that Meraglim were sent out. Teret Yisrael. The terrible calamities that resulted from that. Sefer Yetzir explains further that the Chodesh of Tammuz is connected to the letter Ches, and Av is connected to the letter Tes, Chet. The Osios of Ches and Tes, Chet, is a Pasuk hints in Eicha, Chet Chato Yushalayim, there was a Chet, there was a sin. There's a sin that Yushalayim caused, the months of Tammuz and Av. The Baal Turim explains in Parashat Vayechi, when it says, Vayikar Yaakov el Banav, Yaakov calls out to his children, Bikesh el Galas lehem et haketz v'nis tami menu. He wanted to reveal to them what was going to be at the end, what was going to be the Geula, and it was removed from him, nis tami menu. And Yaakov says to himself, Shema chas v'shalom, he says to his children, Chas v'shalom, Shema yesh b'chem chet, maybe there's a chet among you, there's a sin. Amru, they said, Tidakdik b'shma, saying, look at our names. He wasn't referring to chet as a sin, he was referring to the letters ches and tes. Below tim sabahem otsias ches v'tes. Look at all the shvatim. There's no letter ches, there's no letter tes. And we see from this that the osios, the letters, are the things that cause good and cause bad. And since av, tammuz and av are the letters ches and letter tes, it's those letters that cause all this pain during the months of the summer, the 3 weeks. Gemara Brachas tells us that Ruyim Hayu Yisrael Asulam Nes Bime Ezra Kederach Shenasulam Bime Yeshua. There was supposed to be a Nes for Ezra when he returned back from Bavel, like there were Nesim when Yeshua entered into Eretz Yisrael. El Shigar Machet, the Chet sinned, the Chet caused this to not to happen. There was no Nes for Ezra. What does that mean? Says the Bnei Saschar that Ezra tried entering Yerushalayim during Chodesh Chamishi, during the months of the summer, during Tammuz and Av. He chose the wrong month because the letter Ches and letter Tes are gorim, prevents anything good from happening. And Chodesh Tammuz is connected Ruvain, connected the Re'ia. Ruvain is connected Re'ia, like Leah says. She says, Kiat Ra, Hashem Ba'ani, Hashem saw my pain, so she called him Ruvain. And that's Chodesh Tammuz. And Shimon, as Leah says, Kishama Hashem, Hashem heard my crying out. That was Shimon. Shimon is connected Av. And these two Shvatim are connected, these 2 months, we see something bad happens to them. The Meraglim went out during Tammuz, the Chodesh of the Re'ia. They went to Vayiru es Ha'aretz, Vayaniu es Lev Bnei, so they went out to see. They went out to see the Koach Re'ia of Tammuz, of Reuben. They went out to see during this month. And the Chush Ha'Re'ia, the Koach, the sense of sight and vision was ruined because of this. Chodesh Tammuz was ruined. And Vayashuvu Mitur Ha'aretz, they returned back during Chodesh Av, when there was a Shmir, when there was a hearing of the Dibas Haaretz, the Lashon Hara. Av was Koach Shmir, it was a Pagam in the Koach Shmir, a Pagam in the Chodesh of Av. And that's why these two Shvatim of Tammuz and Av ended up having terrible things happen to them. Elitzur ben Sheir be'Adas Korach. With Adas Korach, along with Dasan Vaviram, who came from Chodesh, from Shevet Ruvain. And Zimri ben Salu, who came from Shimon. These two bad things happened to the Shvatim because it was during these months of Tammuz and Av, of Ruvain and Shimon, of Korach Re'ia and Korach Shemiah, that the Meraglim went out to go see and they returned to have it heard what went wrong. And that's why Davin Hateo Kayos Necha, turn your ear, Ushama Pekache Nechorei, listen and see, open up your eyes, please, be Mesakein the Korach Shemiah, be Mesakein the Korach of Re'ia. The Rizal says that although the days of Tammuz, the month of Tammuz, is a sad time, where there's a pgam in the koach shemiyah, the koach ri'iyah, Lasilavo Shivasa Tammuz is going to be a Yom Tov Gadol. The chait, the sins, the letters are going to transform into tov. There's a remez, the pasuk El Ginas Ego Zirati, to the garden of nuts I went down. This is a remez to Shivasa Tammuz. Ginas is the gematria of Tammuz. Ego is the gematria of Yud Zayin of 17, the Shivasa Tammuz. Ginas Ego is the gematria of Shivasa Tammuz. I went down to Shivasa Bar Tammuz. So we see that the egos, the reference to Shivasa Bar Tammuz. We all know the Ramah famously writes that in Rosh Hashanah the minhag is not to have an egos because egos is a gematria of chait. We don't want to have any chataim. And the truth is it's not really a gematria of chait, it's off by one. Egos equals 17, which equals ches tes, no alf. It's a ches tes, it's the letters. The letters ches and tes, that's the problem. Egos is the same gematria of ches and tes, Shivasa Bar Tammuz, the beginning of the 3 weeks. So although that we don't eat egos, we don't eat letters ches and tes, Rosh Hashanah, comes around Pesach. We go through the full year, the full calendar, and we begin to give egosim out to the children. We begin to give the nuts out to the children. We give the ches and tes out to the children in order for them to be misakin it, to take the averos and turn into good, and turn into tov. The Gemara Chagiga Daf Tezvav Amud Beis tells us, in this very pasuk, El Ginas Egoz Yirati L'Ros Bavei Anachal, and this pasuk, as explained by the Gemara, is referring to, it's comparing a Talmud Chacham to an Egoz. Why is a Talmud Chacham compared to an Egoz? Because just like an Egoz, even though it's full of dirt and mud and disgust on the outside, that which is within the nut, within the shell, is not disgusting. It's still pure. It's tov. It's tasty. It's delicious. And you can remove the shell and remove all that dirtiness, that filth on the outside. So too a Talmud Chacham. Although perhaps Klal Yisrael overall is nislachlich betit, with muddy, dirt, filth, you could easily wipe it away just on the outside. But when you see the inside, the pnimius, it's kulo tov. And we're able to do the tshuva. So although Tammuz, we're beginning the month of Tammuz. Tammuz is a month that's connected to Eish, says the Shem Shmuel. It's connected to Eish, based on Pasuk and Daniel. The time of fire. The obligation to turn that fire of evil into an Eish of Tov. Into an Eish Kodesh. And turn all that Chait, all the letters, all the Averos into Tov. Yirtzeh Hashem, this will be the last time we experience the Chodesh Tammuz, the Chodesh Av, of Ra, of Chet, of Mirta Shem will take the test and turn into a Tov, and see the Gula Shlema, Mimheri Amenu, Amen.